Well, good Monday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Thank you so much for tuning in on a Monday morning. We don't get to do too many of these Monday morning podcasts, but today I just felt the sense of urgency of wanting to do that. Hope you all had a chance to enjoy Sunday morning praise yesterday and got to see my monologue. I try to get monologues in while I can. It looks like things are going to start opening slowly but surely. Some of the states are going to be starting to open up, so we want to continue to be in prayer at the close of our podcast today for the ones that are infected with COVID-19 and, of course, the ones that have lost loved ones with COVID-19. It's been really, really, really hard for a lot of us. Had people ask me, you think life's ever going to get back to normal? I do believe it will, but it'd be in a different fashion there for a while. And then hopefully things will change. Well, we know with God, all things are possible because God can just take anything and change it and make it better. Amen, amen. Well, before I tell you what's going to happen on my podcast show today, I want to remind you, like I always do, to like me on my Facebook page. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Also, if you are a Twitter, or Twiddler, I nicknamed it, search me up at Morning's Brew or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, okay? Follow me for free on that as well. And I know I sound like a broken record. You can also find me on, of course, we're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, CastBox, Google Play, or search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, on your Google. Find me there, and you can follow a lot of my programs, too. Try to get on YouTube. I need about 1,000 of you guys to follow me on there where I can actually do live on there. That's what our eventual plan is. Search me up, CA-Christian Podcaster, and follow me for free. I may only have one or two little things on there, but we'll get more on there just as soon as we can. Okay? Email address, questions, comments, prayer requests, whatever it may be, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And I have a toll-free 1-800 number, prayer requests, questions, comments, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Okay, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? On a Monday morning, let's try not to make it a blue Monday. Let's make it a happy Monday. How's that sound? I like to take the blue and make it happy. Well, here in just a little bit, I am going to do a Bible devotion on the clouds of life. Also, the deacon, is going to be by and chat with us. He's actually here. He's got on some kind of colorful mask. We'll be talking a little bit about it. And I'm going to be giving you some ways to choose courage during COVID-19 crisis. We all need some courage. We need our hope, faith, and trust in the Lord. We always got to remember the three-way formula, right? But I'm going to give you some ideas, ways to choose courage during the COVID-19 crisis. I believe you guys are going to love that. Get saddled up. Get your coffee. Let's get rolling. What do you say? On our Bible devotion today. Sounds like a rhyme, doesn't it? All right. And today, my Bible devotion is on the clouds of life. In the book of Exodus, chapter 13 and verse 21, Scripture reminds us the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead the way. Again, that's in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 in the Old Testament. Devotional about that would be, clouds will come, they are part of life, but God's grace, we need to be depressed by them. I'm sorry, we need not be depressed by them. Just as the clouds can protect us from the brightness of the sun, life's clouds can reveal the glory of God. From the lofty height, God speaks to us. Like the children of Israel, we are travelers to the promised land. As they travel through the wilderness, the Bible says, the Lord went to them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead the way. Perhaps like them, you're passing through a wilderness right now, friends, and it may be the wilderness of either a broken marriage, financial reversal, or major disappointment, or threatening illness. It may even be a wilderness of doubt or sin, but God is with you in the wilderness, and he goes before you, encourage you, and guide you. He brought the children of Israel through the wilderness, and he will bring you through the years as well, as you look in faith to him. Never forget, he is the living God and the steadfast forever. Find that in the book of Daniel, chapter 6 and verse 26. Hope for today, the children of Israel knew that the presence of God was in the cloud, and they only moved when it moved. We can view our clouds in the same way. You see, friends, God is still with us, and we wait for him to move. Amen. Amen. All right, well, stand by as we get ready and prepared for a little bit of a brief visit with the deacon, the Deke, from Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen a mask. I'm going to have the deacon explain it here in just a minute. Well, without further ado, let's give a mighty cheer and a mighty, mighty warm welcome to my friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Did I say tech? Okay, yeah, that's what I meant. Texas. That's what happens when you're on a cup of coffee. Here he is, the deacon. Hey, Deke, how you doing, buddy?
See ya. What's wrong with you there, buddy? Did you not have enough cup of coffee?
Well, I got to the podcast studio this morning, kind of leery, you know. Not saying I've turned my Monday into a blue Monday, but I got myself a cup of coffee. And with pumpkin spice, because, you know, you still find pumpkin spice, believe it or not.
Well, I know that's one thing about you. You find that pumpkin spice, and you just go ballistically crazy, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I do. I love that pumpkin spice. Still really good. And during these times, I guess it must be how come Walmart is starting to carry them again because of the uncertain times that we're living right now. Kind of gives you a little bit of cheer. Have a little bit of Christmas holiday cheer. You know, they've got all kinds of things trying to cheer people up. But yeah, I had that, and I don't think I've had enough of it yet. I got down here trying to get preparation, so you know, it's kind of like stumbling and falling.
Well, that happens sometime, SEA. Don't you worry about it there, buddy. Well, let me tell you something. I know you're looking at my mask, and I'll explain it to you, okay? My wife, my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, said, honey, said, I want to make you a fabricated mask.
Fabricated mask?
Yeah, fabricated mask. Now, do you know what a fabricated mask is, S.E.A.?
No. I know that a mask. Now, my sister-in-law made one that was made out of fabric in the area not too far from the podcast studio. They have a Joann's Fabrics, and I've noticed they've been pretty busy with people standing in line trying to get those masks made. I've been wearing an N95 mask, but yeah, I do have a fabricated mask. I have a fabric mask, but I think I'm going to order. There's one I'm going to order. It's like a 5-pack I'm going to get for my kids. And it's actually through Amazon. You can find it through there. But the bad part about it is you can't even get that thing shipped off until like May the 22nd or somewhere during that week.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, what does it say on it?
It says, wash my hands.
Oh, how cute that's EA. Well, let me tell you something. My fabricated mask.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, my fabricated mask, if you look at it really well, you will see that my lovely wife, like I say, Miss Mildred, it has on there, if you look to the left, you see the, and you look to the right of it, deacon. The deacon, and in the middle of it, you can see me leading the choir. Because you know I do that too, right? I do two jobs. I lead the choir now, and then I also am the deacon of the church, the head deacon, that is.
Yeah, I know that. And you know what? Churches haven't really fully opened up yet. They're in the process, but it's going to be kind of interesting. I think they may be opening that up a little bit too early. I'm not trying to step on toes with my pastor friends. I think they need to continue to keep the online thing going until we get the full steam ahead. I really wish, and I'm praying, I know it's going to take a little while, for them to have a vaccine for that, you know. And it's going to be different when you go to when you get back and going into church. It's going to be different how you sit, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. I just never dreamed it'd be like, it took one little instant, someone flying overseas back into the States with that, and just created the domino effect, and as we continue to see the numbers up.
Yes, that's very sad, that CA, but you know what? I'm like you, I'm putting all my faith, all my hope, all my trust in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I love your mask.
Yeah, it's washable too now, my lovely wife, Miss Mildred. What she does, she puts it in cool water on a delicate, you know, delicate wash. And when she washes it, she just, you know, maybe a little bit of Tide or all or whatever. Don't put one of those potty pods in.
Did you say potty?
Oh, well, I accidentally said potty, that's EA. See, I ain't had enough coffee either. Yeah, I meant the little pods. Don't put one, just put a little bit of the detergent thing in there, but don't bleach it. Don't bleach it.
That's right. Well, I like it, and I'm glad you came by to show me that today. But before you head out, will you do me a favor? I know there's something that you want to say, and I also want to explain this next song. There's a song that's going to be coming up on a Monday that I'm going to be playing.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. You know, when we're down and out, and we're going through a lot, and there's a lot of people that are being laid off, you know, and the unemployment numbers again this week are going to just be skyrocketing. I just want to say one thing. I want you to know that, like I always have, that when God's in control, as you know as I do, that CA, that everything's going to be okay because he's got us at the bottom of his heads.
That's right.
And he's going to take care of us. And I tell you, when you're down to nothing, God's up to something and he's got a special plan for you in your life.
That's right. That's right. That's wonderful, and I appreciate that very much. Well, I know you got to get ready to saddle up. I know you got some errands that you got to run. Have you been getting any, one more thing I was going to ask you, have you been getting any takeout orders every so often from the Turnip Cafe?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. Yeah, the deacon, I went down there the other day, in fact, yesterday, and I got Miss Mildred. Now, she wanted the meaty loaf.
The what?
The meaty loaf.
Oh, the meaty loaf? Are you talking about meatloaf?
Yeah, I'm talking about meatloaf, the meaty loaf.
Oh, okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. We had the meaty loaf meal, me and her, with mashed taters and green beans. This time it wasn't corn.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. Well, I'm going to play... Oh, by the way, you want to tell me something?
Yeah, before you get ready to play that song at CA, I just want to tell everybody have a good week. They can be back next week. How's that sound like it, Ryan?
It does. And you're one of our faithful guys that comes by. All right, now this next song, Deacon, as you get ready to saddle up and head out, get your cup of coffee, by the way, and bye.
Bye.
Okay, there's a song that my friend Rachel Zeloff told everybody about this before. I got some special singers. I got like Mark Glassmeyer. We'll be playing some of his music later on here real soon. You get a couple of his songs. Been friends with him for decades. This one is Rachel Zeloff. It's R-A-C-H-E-L-Z-E-L-L-O. She has a website that she can order music on. Now, I played one of her songs back about a year ago called Set Me Free, and sometimes we do play it on Sunday Morning Praise. This particular song is a new song. It's only been out about 3 weeks, and it's called Heaven's Song. She has a beautiful voice. She's married to a U.S. Marine. I call him U.S. Marine Jordan. One day I hope to have them on the air. Several people I want to have on the air. We just get through all this. And it's called Heaven's Song. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think about it, okay? Here we go. Heaven's Song, Rachel Zeloff.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what a beautiful and talented voice she has. My friend Rachel Zelo, you can find her on Rachel Zelo Music. You can also like her on Facebook too as well, friend. She is a very talented singer. It's funny thing about it is, I must share that she actually was trying to get in touch with me because she knew I was an on-air personality for iHeartRadio, and she wanted to let me know that, hey, I've got some music I want you to listen to, and started off with Set Me Free. I started playing that, and it just started kind of growing from there. Okay, well, let's kick off a couple of more songs for our lesson. One of my other ones that I love, you love it too as well. We have an awesome God, despite what's going on in America. We have an awesome God on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast show on a Monday.
Oh,
and oh, I felt the urgency to play that. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. See, I told y'all, sometimes if I get enough coffee down me, I can sing that song. Some of y'all are really chuckling right now. Okay, well, now it's on time to do a little lesson, preaching lesson today. Okay, well, today we're going to give you some, I'm going to give you some ideas and thoughts on ways to choose courage during COVID-19 crisis. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, it has just been crazy. Now, they're trying to open up some of the states. Some of them have already opened. And I'm in, of course, our podcast studio is in Fort Worth, Texas, and our governor is supposed to be making some more announcements on what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen through all this. It's still going to be in the atmosphere. It's still going to be around. My best advice, friends, is continue the social distancing. I'm not even a doctor, but continue to be safe. Protect your children. Pray over your family. Pray over your husband or your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it may be, your loved one. And pray over your children as well. And if you can, while you're in home, have some Bible devotion time, like I was saying, even reading Bible stories. Now, I got to share something. Yesterday in my travels, I was out and about picking something up. And at this particular place, not a single one of the employees had a mask on. Other places I have seen, people have had masks, but it's one particular place that I'm not even going to mention, not too far from the podcast studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. They ended up not having a mask, and I didn't even want to question it, but I was just thinking, and then this one young kid came around the corner, and he said, he's talking on his mask. He said, yeah, he says, just whatever he said, I'm just a nervous wreck. I said, well, just give it to God. He said, none of my employees are wearing a mask. I said, I know. I said, just give it all to God. It's going to be okay. He said, man, you're so calm about all this. I said, well, I'm human too. I said, but we just need to give it all to God. So, and I encouraged him to listen to my podcast show as well. Okay, here we go. Let's give you some ideas here. Number one, don't forget that courage isn't bravado, okay? So if you're going to live forever, what risk are you taking here on earth? And are these risks motivated by courage, willing to die for God's country and fellow men, or propelled by bravado? You look at the millennials and you see what they're doing. Some of them are taking heave. Some of them are in groups. And I'm not down in the millennials. You see them at the beaches and stuff and the gatherings, and they keep preaching about social distancing. And it's very, very important. One thing that everybody needs to keep in mind is ask God for daily courage in the sphere of life, including contagious marriage. I'm talking, you want to continue to pray. You want to continue to have the hope, the faith, and the trust in the Lord. If you don't have faith in God, what do you have? Think about that. And I really want you to think about that as I continue on. If you don't have faith, think about that, in the Almighty God, your Creator, our Father God, what do you have? Well, like Billy Graham once says, you can have all the riches and the wealth, and that's good. Don't get me wrong. God bless our wealthy people out there. However, once it's all said and done, you see, Bill Gates turned his life around to Jesus Christ. I encourage you, and I will continue to encourage you, turn your life to Christ. Turn to Him now, right now. And you're like, well, CA, is that an order? No, I'm not trying to be a dictator or anything. I'm just saying it's very important, because in a snap of a finger, He could come today. He could come within the next 30 minutes. We got to be God ready at all times. Enjoy our life the best we can. Go through this new protocol. But also, we need to be God ready, and it's very important. Another point I want to make, though, and that was a short one on my first point, but the second one is exercise self-control. You see, friends, our society seems to be bent on the idea of trying to become more rebellious, more risk-taking, less inhibited, more outrageous, less self-control. The bent against self-control inevitably hurts our community, our family, and friends are friends, right? Ultimately, it hurts. So if you and I lack self-control, then who's in control of our thoughts, our speech, and our actions? Well, one opinion is given in the desires of the nature when we were born with. The nature of the passions and the desires are anything but self-controlled. Another opinion, friends, is we may be manipulated by control by the devil. If we let Satan control us, he will rob us of everything that's good in our lives. He will tempt us to take risky, reckless, dangerous, physical, destructive, and I hate to say this, even suicidal actions. And I'm just going to stop there before I give you some scripture verses for you to read on. Well, you know what? Let me do that, and then I'm going to share something with you. John, these are good Bible verses, and on my notes, I want you to write them down. John, get a chance to read these. John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 10, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. And the good book of Revelations, the one that puts everybody on pins and needles, chapter 21, verse 9. I know I've been talking about, well, see, hey, when are you going to talk about the book of Revelation? That's coming up. Just been so much going on with COVID-19, trying to encourage people, trying to be an encouraging radio station on iHeartRadio, and we're going to continue to do that. Then we'll get into more Bible-believing, Bible teaching, which we do have. So I'm just trying to put a lot of happy thoughts in and telling people not to give up. I won't really get into this subject too much, but One time, as I was finishing off in Bible college, a pastor friend, and he's not there no more, but many, many decades ago, called me up when I lived in Irving. I lived in Irving, Texas at one time. And he called me up and he said, "Can you help me out on something?" He said, "God inspired me to give you this gentleman's phone number. I need you to call him." I said, "Who, me?" He said, "Yeah, you." "Me?" I said it twice. He said, "Yeah, you, CA. I said, "Okay." He said, "Because he's getting ready to, you know, end his life." And I had to pray, and I prayed, and I prayed. And anyway, I'm not going to explain the whole detailed story because I could go on. This could be a long topic. But anyway, long story short, through prayer and through God feeding his love through me to be the, like I said, I preached it before, the beacon lighthouse to others, to love, to serve, to do what God wants us to do. Praise the Lord, I was able to talk him out of suicide. And he became a minister of Christ because I told him to get in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching. We prayed for him at church, and he called me up within like, he called me twice, called me like 6 months after it all happened, said, "Hey, I'm going to Bible college." And then about a year after that, said he graduated, he's got a church, and lost connections with him. But anyway, I'll see him one day up in Glory Land. But that's good, you know, who God puts in our lives when we're trying to help people. But even purely out of self-interest, let me go on with this, I would do well to decide in our own hearts that we want God's help to be in self-control. Again, you want God to direct your life. We're our own free moral agents, okay? We are. But we should do the guidance and pray. Like this is an example. Father, when you're praying, "Thank you for this day. Thank you for another day of life. Guide me today because I do not know what I'm getting myself into. But I know you're going to give me the best. And I know in life it's going to have its ups and downs, but I can always cling to you, can cling onto your garment for dear life in times of trouble, because I know you're with me." In Jesus' name, amen. Something you could say for an example. Another point I want to make is don't equate feelings with reality. You know, our culture, friends, has made religion out of equating consciousness of feelings with reality. You see, feelings never equate to reality. Think about it. They're only indicators of how we perceive reality at any given time. And as it's good to be reminded from time to time, our perceptions never fully approximate reality. That's almost a tongue twister on my notes. In every situation, friends, my responses to others quickly show my virtue or lack thereof. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, Scripture reminds us, "Clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." James chapter 4 and verse 10. Scripture reminds us, go on to say, humble yourselves before the Lord, he will lift you up. That's right, and amen on that scripture verse. Again, James chapter 4, verse 10 goes to say in the Bible, humble yourself before God, he will lift you up. There's nothing wrong talking to him. Like I've said before, and I'll remind you time and time again, you can talk to him with your eyes open, talk to him with your eyes closed. Don't talk to him with your eyes closed while you're driving, but you see my point, right? Another point I want to make is remember how much the Lord knows. He knows everything. You know, when you spend time with people that you love, the reality of knowing whether I'm bearing the fruit of the Lord's Spirit. Now, here's some scripture verses, a couple of them to keep in mind. Galatians chapter 5, I encourage you to read verses 22 and 23, or walking by my old carnal flesh, Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 26. I might be clueless, but they know. Then again, when Scripture says the Lord God knows, there is no comparison. His knowledge is infinite and eternal. What I know isn't even 0.00001% of what he knows. That's true about everything I know, but I know about God's Word. And what I know about it is Scripture reveals important eternal truths you and I need to know, including biblical manhood. But it's never, let's just never assume that all God knows. We dare not forget the Lord knows everything, every sparrow, every head of hair, every raindrop in last night's downpour or the night before, or we're going to have rain this time. I'm talking whenever we had rain. Every raindrop, God knows. And the Lord doesn't just know, he cares. He cares deeply. Friends, when you're down and out, he still cares about you. He still loves you. And his love infinitely and eternity. Okay? God is love. Everything, another point I want to make is everything you want is found in God. In the book of Psalms, Gospels, we discover a promptful truth. Listen closely and carefully to each set of these verses I'm fixing to read to you in my notes. King David's friend, Asava, says in these amazing words, whom have I in heaven but you? But I desire you more than anything on earth. My health, my fail, and my spirit may grow weak. But God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Find that in the good book of Psalms, chapter 73. I encourage you to read just these short verses of 25 and 26. His greatest desire wasn't the money, the sex, and the power. That wasn't what he desired. Now, here's another point. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said there these even more remarkable words, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where mounts and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For your treasure is there where your heart is also. Find that in the book of Matthew. Encourage you to read chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Also, the apostle Paul admits, three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so the power of Christ may rest upon me. Find that in the good book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. The powerful truth is, friends, is that everything we desire, we want, and we need is found in the Lord. Even though the Lord is alone, why look anywhere else? That is the greatest gift. Think about it. Let me just stop here on my notes. No one ever trying to break in your house, break in your car. I've had my car broken into when I was young. My grandparents, they're up in heaven now. They lived out in the country, out at the ranch, way out in the boondocks where you wouldn't even be able to hardly ever find their home. They had like one neighbor, okay? And they were at church one day. My grandmother had some jewelry and stuff, and my grandfather kept guns and stuff. He was kind of like the old John Wayne, you know? And someone broke into their house and took things, took some of my grandma's jewelry. My grandfather told my grandmother, never forget, said, Gene, don't worry, that's replaceable. Let me tell you, up in heaven, They ain't got to worry about that. They got the greatest gift. Their treasures are in heaven. Your loved ones that are up there that have gone home to be with the Lord are up there in heaven. That's the greatest gift you could ever have, because you can't take everything with you, nothing at all, except your soul. That's how come you got to make a choice. Okay. Another point I want to make is turn to God in humility. You know, we're all going through experience crisis of life, including this COVID-19. Usually, when we least expect it, it's completely unexpected source. Ahead of time, we have made a decision to make. Are we going to handle life as rugged individualist, or are we going to respond before God in humility, trust, and submission? Ultimately, friends, when it comes to submission, trust, humility, or any aspect of life, within the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, within the Trinity, there are different functionable roles in the midst of complete equality, harmony, and intimacy. We never have to worry about the Father dominating the Son or the struggle breaking out between the Son and the Spirit. Instead, they are one. You see, friends, wise men throughout history have taught us a view of God in heaven will save us from 10,000 ills here on earth. When we find ourselves struggling to submit to God, let's get on our knees and ask for the Holy Spirit empowering, fulfilling. Go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and scripture will tell you that. It sounds old-fashioned, but it sounds mystical, and it works. Not just for today, but for a lifetime. Another point I want to make is rejoice in your wonderful Savior. We should rejoice. During his public ministry here on earth, friends, Jesus saw tens of thousands of men, women, youth, and children. He saw them with a gracious, loving eye. He still does. You see, question I want to ask you is, does Jesus have any other way of seeing us? And the answer is yes. If someone was a hypocrite, he or she better get ready for harsh rebukes and public shame. Nothing was off the table until Jesus turned around a hypocrite. Do you remember that? Then again, what are the incredible implications if Jesus wasn't a hypocrite? It would mean that Jesus didn't just walk a second mile. He had done it. Maybe more than just once, Jesus didn't just turn and say the other cheek. He would have been slapped hard. Jesus didn't say, give your shirt, you know, when sued. He gave the man his coat as well. What's more is Jesus didn't stop on the day of his death. Jesus, already severely flogged and endures fist after fist is smashing on his face. Then Jesus walks haughtily up on the hill to a place of crucifixion, there where he is disrobed, nailed to the cross, lifted up and he's hung up, left hanging between heaven and earth while the Roman soldiers divided all of his clothes. Today, Jesus, and I want you to remember, today Jesus walks with us every mile. When we fail him, Jesus forgives us. And he turns the other cheek. Did you know that? Well, now you do. And you should know that as a Christian. He always knows when we fall again. Still, he clothes us with his own robes of righteousness. And this is how the Lord sees us right now, no matter what. Again, what a Savior. Before I get to my next point, I just want to say a little urgency, brief prayer, because I feel the Holy Spirit touching me as I'm speaking this, and God's saying, just say this little brief prayer, and I am. Dear Jesus, whatever I've done and whatever my podcast friends that are listening have done, we just ask for your continual forgiveness because we know we're only human. But thank you, Lord, for being there when we need you. The people that have doubted you, may they find you through other people. May you utilize them as the lighthouse and the beacon of light to reach people in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, when he's talking to me and I'm imploded with the Spirit, even when I'm doing podcasting, I can't help it. I just got to speak it out. And he said, say it. And I'm going to do exactly what he says. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, next point I want to make. I got two more points. Always keep growing stronger, okay? Someone much older and wiser than me once said, silently and imperceptibly, as we work or sleep, or as we grow strong or even weak, and at the last crisis shows us as it become. A particular person that talked to me about this added, the crisis does not make us heroes or cowards, but they simply reveal them, which is true, and I learned a lot from that. So let me ask you guys this and be thinking about this. What kind of man are you becoming, or even woman you're becoming? Are you becoming a man of a backbone or a woman of backbone? Boldness, determination, durability, faithfulness, grit, guts, muddle, patience, resilience, resolution, stamina, staying power, steadfast, straightforwardness, stickness to livingness, tendency and toughness. What's more, did you know the meaning of adversity, bravery, conviction, discipline, endurance, fearlessness, gratitude, hardship, insult, joy, keeping the faith, listening to God, motivation, never giving up, oppression. I know this is a lot of notes I got here. Perseverance, quietness, righteousness, strength, trustworthiness, understanding, wholeheartedness, exceptionist yearning, and the zeal for the Lord. Think about that. My last point. Ask God for a Barnabas. My favorite biblical character, I got lots of them, is a character named Levi. Remember him? He was nicknamed Barnabas, son of encouragement. Barnabas was a close friend, as you well remember, of the 12 apostles, I should say, of Jesus. The apostle Paul, Dr. Luke, and many others. My favorite verse about Barnabas says, he was filled with joy and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. Find that in the good book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 23. I love the fact that Luke starts off by saying he was filled with joy. And I got to stop there. A lot of people say, man, CA, now I got my up and down days. Why are you so joyful? Because I've got Jesus in my heart. He's my life. He's my joy. He's my strength. And I'm a human being. When I'm down and out, I still take time out to think. And I go in a timeout mode, just like coming with childlike faith, like a child. And I'm not saying that, you know, we are. We were once children and we grew up. But think about this. When you're looking for joy, sing Christian songs. Turn it on a Christian network. Whatever it may be. Beat those beats to get yourself up and rolling and pumped up for the Lord. Because he, when you're down and out, he's there for you. Just remember that. I know my mind kind of went a little mind blank. But briefly, I want to just say what a gift to God to such friends. And, you know, I'm blessed to have a lot of people that I've known in my life. And I'm thankful for my family. I'm be honest with you. I'm thankful for you guys. You guys are my podcast on air on iHeartRadio family all across the whole entire world. You know, I just got to say this in closing before I pray. You touch my heart in places that I can't even explain. I share with a lot of people that I know from time to the sweet comments, the encouragement. Even being a minister in Christ and a biblical teacher and doing what I do, it's very hard to be on the air sometimes and when your mind ain't really always functionable. But I always pray, Lord, what do you want me to teach on? I thank him so much. When I don't have the strength, he gives me the strength. But the encouragement that you guys give me, thank you. And I just want to tell you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. We're working on it. We're getting close to 2 years of being on the air. Right now, we just surpassed a little over a year and a half with over 1.5 million and a half listeners that listen to my podcast show that tell me how they're blessed. You know, I got to tell you real quick on close out of prayer, I'm not even after numbers. I don't even track numbers on how many souls got saved. You know what? I'm just thankful to be working for the kingdom. I'm thankful to be working for God and doing what God wants me to do. I've had people call me. I've had people text me, and that's okay. You know, I got to be honest with you. I am a prayer warrior, and I am proud of that. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care. I am a prayer warrior. I can pray. My grandmother told me a long time ago. She said, if I can count on anybody to pray, and my mom would tell you, she said, I can count on my oldest grandson. Because I love to pray. I do. So anything that is on your mind, anything that you want to pray about, and you sometimes may think, oh, no, you know, I just don't know. Well, I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is get a hold of a prayer partner or get a hold of me. And I want to give you that 1-800 number again, as I always do. It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Network hotline. Well, I shouldn't call it hotline. It's ministry line. I hate doing that. It makes it sound like it's hell, you know, with that. But anyway, it's for you. I pay for that for you because I want you to know that. Okay? Just remember, Jesus loves you. Well, let's lead off in prayer right now, closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you so much. And dear Jesus, I just pray right now and I just ask for your forgiveness for all of us. Thank you for our lesson today. May you continue to take care of everybody during this COVID-19 that's going around. I just pray the ones that have lost loved ones, that you just wrap your arms around them and that you just take care of them and through this grieving process. And Father God, the ones that are infected, may infections be gone. Father, just protect us when we're out and about, going to the grocery stores and things like that. And as they try to open America back up, give wisdom to the governors, all of them. And we know you got your hands on the world. It's your world. It's not our, it's our world we live in, but you're the controller. You're our God, and we thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for, you got it. It's going to wrap it up for a Monday. All right, how's that? Well, I want you to remember that the sun will rise again, and it always rises every morning. Sun will rise. I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. And once again, this is CA, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.